is.
Okay, shkoyach. Kol mitzvah shitli baritz in the hegas of the baritz. V'she'ena tluya ba'aretz, nahegez bin ba'aretz bin mechutz al'aretz. So there's two categories of mitzvahs. One's called tluya ba'aretz, and that's only noig in the aretz. And one's called ena tluya ba'aretz, and that's noig bin ba'aretz bin mechutz al'aretz. Chut, the exception of, na'arla v'kilayim, v'kilayim. Except for arla v'kilayim. Now, what does that mean, except for arla v'kilayim? So Rashi says, even though they are tliyas baretz, still we keep them in chutz laretz. How do we know this? So the Gemara says in Lamed Ches Amud Beis, ha'arla is halacha, v'akilayim is b'divrei sofrim. Come on.
Then they are testifying.
What's halacha? We'll see in a minute.
That they were.
Even chadash to eat the new grain before the omer. That's also noig in chutz laretz, even though it's tluyas baretz. Now, what does it mean tluya? My tluya, my shena tluya. So, ilayim a tluya dechseb babia, v'shena tluya dechseb babia, v'etzfum nebetach amor dechseb en bia, v'noigin mimaretz min chutz laretz. So, the hamin of the Gemara is that tluya baretz means that the Torah said on this mitzvah, ki savoyu, ki yaviyacho, like Rashi says, in the Torah made it totally in coming into the Aretz. That's the taich, that's the definition of tluya baretz. Right? So, when you start learning, that, this is how you have to learn, this is how you always have to learn, that obviously when you read the Mishnah, you already had your own preconceived notion what tluya baretz meant. And you didn't make up that notion. That notion is the Maskon of our Gemara. But the Gemara is not holding that right now. So tluya baretz at this point had nothing to do with being totally in the land, correct? So what is it? Kiyaviyacha. Kiyaviyacha. I'm making a point of saying this for a reason. So, zok the Gemara, it can't be that, because if it would be that, what about tefillin petach amar? Over there it says yaviyacha, and yet we see it's also noig in chul. Had it now. How do you see it's also noig? Zok the Rashi, tefillin petach amar. Okay. Both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Laretz. Zok Rashi. How do you know it's also noig in Chutz Laretz? Tefillin Ashkechan Bekama Duchtin Berabon Namarai the Bavel the Manchi Tefillin. Because he says, from Ma'isim Bechal Yoyim, we see the Gemara talks about it. They were in Chutz Laretz. How they knew what the Makar is, Rashi does not telling us, but you see they did it. Okay. Okay, one of the Marikoyan in the back of the Gemara talks about aren't there psukim? I don't know if you're talking about the Chamor there or the film there.
And this is the reason why Rosh is explaining this one, because it's in the Hav Amina of the Gemara, right? Because I'm assuming the Maskana
in the Hav Amina of the Gemara.
You wouldn't need that
Raya. Correct. Then Rashi says. Now, some of you have it in parentheses, and you have yours in the lexicon and Rashi in parentheses.
Yeah.
The reason it's parentheses is because the Marsha takes it out, but I want to focus on why the Marsha takes it out. Then Rashi says, because that's what you always have to learn also, that, you know, Baruch Hashem, we have help, but why? Why did he take it out? What was wrong with this Rashi that the Marsha took it out? Then Rashi says, Petach Hamor, how do you know that's Noyin Chutz Laaretz? Because Petach Rechem Tolo Rechemano. Which sounds like Rashi's saying, because the Torah is not toilet it in the Aretz. The Torah is toilet it in Petar Rechel. What does Rashi mean? What does that line mean? Before the Mashal took it out, how would you learn that Rashi? Because
it's in the
Havamim. Oh, that's the problem. So if that Rashi was in the Maskana, I would say, I know what Rashi means. It's not toilet in the Aretz. But in as much as we're in the Havmi, that's got nothing to do with being totally in the Aretz. It's just whether it says Kiviyach and Adi Viyach. What do you mean by Petr Rechem Tolor Rechman? Why is Petr Rechem Tolor Rechman any different than anything else? That it says Viyach by Petr Rechem. So it's totally in the Petr Rechem. And Tefillin's totally in being it on your head. So, but it's still called.
Even the Maskana, though.
Without the Raya that they're putting on my right ward, we would still say maybe Tefillin's only in Eretz Yisrael. It's only totally in being on your head. So that the Mashal says it's not the Pshat. This Mashal takes this out. And if you look in Toysvis, Taisa says differently. Zok Taisa, the Tzvila Betachamar, Pirish Bekuntris, the Noy Bechul, to Achkechan Bekam, and Dukhtim Berabonim, right, the Bob of the Manchi Tfilin, the Chain Matsina Bechoyres, the Rami Berchama, the Hoyim, and Bother Hoyle Betachamar, Adarabo, the Rai Betachamar is the same Rai as Tfilin. That's what Taisa's Gears and Rashi. It's the same Rai, because we found the Amaram did it. A Meisen, the Gemara, and Bechoyes, Tafid Aleph, Ayin Shom. And that's really the Raya. That's why the Mashal Taka takes us out, because it's not move on that the way Rashi is, the way we have it. That part of the Rashi. Yeah, the Mashal speaks us out. He makes it clear. But the Mashal says Mufurish. That's why Zok the Mashal. Yeah, you look inside for a second. Daf Lamed Zayin. The first Mashal and Daf Lamed Zayin. Where's my son about my design? Yeah. You can't be more tired than me. Fish Rashi. Okay, it's different though. I have a job. Fish Rashi, but different master with Peter Kamar. The Peter Rekham's all the Rekhmana. Ad Khan is showing you. See that? The Fish Yoshan Enoi. This is not in the old manuscripts. The Chenira, and that makes sense why it's not there. So Akati, this is why it's Geshmak. You know, anybody can see the Mashal, took it out. It's written on the page. But you have to, when you learn properly, you have to understand. We didn't take it out for fun. Well, what's the pshat? Zok the Mashal, no. Chenir, it makes sense to take it out. Why? Do Akati lost a gedaita, how the choy v'sagufi. We haven't gotten into the Maskon of the Gemara yet. It's mechalik between choy v'saguf and choy v'sakarka. At this point, the Gemara, the only thing it depends on if it says bio. So that's why it doesn't make sense. Gamma. Toysus calls to the Pirish of Kuntris, and that's why Toysus is right to Rashi, the Ikra Kushihi, the main Kasha is from the Petr Rechem Nami, also, the Kasha of Petr Rechem also is Mishum the Ashkechan Babadel Nami of a point in Petr Rechem, because we find in Babadel they also did it. Kamaya Kushit the Tfilin, just like the Kasha from Tfilin. No, Mishmak. Okay. Okay. Then twice is such as, yeah, so that's what the Gemara says. So it can't be totally in Bia. So Amar Rav Yehuda, what is the pshat? Hochi kamar komet, it's a guf, noeges, they've always been chutz laretz, because that's dependent on your guf. Period. And when we say Tuli Baretz, we mean Chavis Karka. It's totally in the Karka. That's all the Eretz Yisrael. Fine. Now, Toys is as a Kasha. Vim Toymar.
Where is it?
Oh, there's two Kashas in Toys. Two important Kashas. Yeah, the same Toys. Yeah. There's two important Kashas. Let's flip them around, because one... Yeah, let's flip them around for now, because one of them is problematic. The other one... Let's do the second Vim Toymer first. The second Vim Toymer. It says Vim Toymer Heichi. Heichi is the last word on the line. Vim Toymer. Heichi tastes like a dike. Now, when I was learning the Gemara, it said that the Havamina was that Tole Baritz means that it says Ki Viecho, Ki Savoy. If that would be true, then it must be that oil and kilayim, it says kivicha. Because if it didn't, then how is it chutz merod b'kilayim? Those things are not told the bards anyway. So that's my assumption. Without looking up any psukim, as you'd assume. Problem is, it's not true. Frank Toys says, Vim Toymar, Hey, ki tzeis gadaik l'meim ad mitzvah tulib aretz eina el imkei nemra bo bia. Vare kilayim l'loik sivu bia. V'kar l'imam ha-season tulib aretz. Major problem. It doesn't say ki yivicha by kilayim. And the Mishnah is saying that that's an exception to the rule, which means it's tuli ba'aretz, just we do it in chutz la'aretz. So if tuli ba'aretz by definition means ki yivicha, doesn't make sense. See, here Taisa says in a gavalt chiddush in the sugya. It says, v'yesh loymar, del oylem ayyadeya de mitzvah shichoy v'sakak in the grace to tuli ba'aretz. Zog Taisa says the Gemara always knew the maskona. The Gemara always knew that tuli ba'aretz means it's totally in the karka. That's Tuli Baritz. So Kilayim, Klaim Slibaritz. Why? Totally in the karka. Nothing to do with Kivircha. It's just what's Pshat in the Gemara. Abba Gavdok Ziv Bibia. Don't even know it doesn't say Bia. Ella just what? What was the Havim in the Gemara? Havasaka Taite. The Ab Oysashin Choyvis Karka. Ella Choyvis Aguf. Also, even something which is not Choyvis Karka, but rather Choyvis Aguf. Because of Bia. Have you not many good sleep orets? Well, the Hachi Barak are filled in the Petach Amor. The Pshat of the Gemara is not that we're in the Havimina that we're defining Tlus Barats by Kivircha. The Pshat is that we were saying that Kivircha is also Tlus Barats. The Gemara, Taisa says it has to be, even though it's not Mashman that way. It has to be because it doesn't make sense otherwise. Kilayim doesn't say Kivircha. Why be Klein be called Tzuli Baritz? Pshat the Gemara's name. Avada, the way we define Tzuli Baritz is whether it's totally in the Karka. But the Havim in the Gemara was also something which is not totally in Karka, like Tefillin Petach Hamor, but is Kivircha, is also called Tzuli Baritz. Also, not only also. On that, they put it right, Tefillin Petach Hamor, that's not true. Those things are not totally in the karka, but they do say kibircha. The Gemara says that it's not true, and now we can say the maskada that the only definition of tzuli baritz is totally bekarka. But the Hamid Gemara wasn't it's kibircha and not totally bekarka. The Hamid Gemara is that it's both, either or, and that's the only way to fit it into what took you line.
Non tzuli baritz, if it says kibircha, then it will only be an Eretz Yisrael.
Right. Right. But for sure, but it's totally about it. B'karka, I mean, even if it doesn't say Kivircha, it's also included. Which is what the Gemara came out of Maskana, but he's saying that Chiluk Gemara always knew. It's not that that was Nischadish completely the Maskana. What was Nischadish the Maskana is that that's the only definition. What?
Totally
B'karka. The Hamina was that, well, I'm just saying it's right. It's Aritz. Right. The Havina was that one or the other would be enough. You can get a coffee. Just because I didn't get a coffee. I had a coffee already.
What about stuff like in the base of Mikdash?
Now we're going to go back to the previous part of Toysis. Yeah.
Stuff in the base of Mikdash. Can we bring that up?
What do you mean? I mean, if there's a specific mitzvah in the Beis Hamikdash, so that's you can't do that mitzvah.
What?
But, yeah, because that's the place to do the mitzvah. That you don't need a cloud for. You can't physically not be there and still do it. It's not shot. You know what I mean? It's a specific mitzvah. You know what I'm saying? That's besides. I don't think we need that.
I call the mitzvah Tzuli Baritz.
Right, it's just a mitzvah. I don't think so. You don't need to come on to Tzuli Baritz. Right, meaning that's a mitzvah which has to be done based on Mikdash, which can only be built in the Aretz. So it's like a. It's not shy. It's not physically shy to do it, not that way. So. You know what I'm saying? Now, I went a stick out of order because the next part of Tosis is a little bit. That's. It's a chiddush in the Shachar Tarya, but we understand why Tosis had to be mechadish it. But I want to go back to the middle part of Tosis now. Vim toimar. Don't remember their bottom have abdi. So here he asks Akasha. If the only reason we're being doicha the Havim of the Gemara is because of Tefillin and Petach Hamor, because they did them in Chutz La'aretz, that's our raya. Our only raya is that the Maram did them in Chutz La'aretz. So maybe they didn't meet their bottom. What's the raya that's a dindoraisa? Here we're talking about a dindoraisa. Kivircha, we're talking about the psukim. In the Hamid Gemara, we're talking about kivircha. It's psukim, it's doraisa. You have a raya that did these things in Chul, maybe that was the economy that wanted they did in Chul. It's not a kasha on how we're learning the kivircha. So the answer is Yishloimar. We call him welcome Baruch Shabbat. Even so, it's a good kasha. From Tefillin Petach Hamor. Why? Because even if they were doing it midrabanon, this Tosfos will do backwards. Usually you prepare it and then I say it. Now I'm saying it and then you'll have to chazer it. I might be going a little bit fast considering you never saw it yet. But it's okay, you'll have time because hard. We call them part of Shabbat. Because even if they were doing Midrabban, let's say they're only doing Midrabban. We call them even so. It should have said in the Mishnah, with the exception of Tefillin and Petach Hamar. Meaning he's saying, even if they were doing a Midrabban, if it would be true that the whole definition, if it would be true that we define Tuli Baritz by Ki Vehicle, then it should come out that if they did tefillin and petach hamar, even if they did it midrabanan, the din of the mission should have included that. Chutz min ha'ar lo bikilayim with tefillin and petach hamar. Because maybe the mission is not including tekanas midrabanan. Zaktai says, no, it is. It definitely is. How do I know? Dokhashim arla, because the mission mentions arla, bimasnisin, dimashim b'sama, because it's mashma in the Gemara later on. Deinu ala midrabanan. Arla is only also midrabanan. Diktani, like it says in the Brisa, Yored v'loy keyach. You can go down and buy. Now, this is a problematic line. Tosfos is saying, even if they put it on, even if they put the tefillin on and bavel midrabanan, still the Mishnah should have mentioned it. How do I know, Zog Tosfos, that the Mishnah is mentioning dirabanans? He says, because Arla is a dirabanan. Arla and chutz l'aretz is a dirabanan. How do I know that, he says, from the Gemara later on. So, whenever Tosfos says that, you can't trust Tosfos. You have to look at the Gemara later on. The problem is, it's not mashma that way in the Gemara later on. He's quoting the Gemara, Allah min chesem et beis. Let's see what it says here in the Gemara. Look at Allah min chesem et beis, towards the bottom. The first word in the line is mukkin. Like 10 lines up in the bottom, the first word in the line is mukkin. We're starting from the second word in the line. Arla. This is the Gemara Rashi quoted. Rashi in our Mishnah quoted this Gemara. Arla halacha vakilayim midibri soifru. Arla halacha vakilayim midibri soifru. Now, let's see what that means. What does Divi Sofer mean, first of all? Pashtus Divi Sofer means Midrabban. Right? That's what Divi Sofer usually means. It could also mean from Navi, but it's not the idea from Navi. Divi Sofer means Midrabban. So why Allah? What does it mean Allah? What does it mean Arla Zahalach? So Rabbi Dimash Shmuel, Hilchasa Medina, Allah means that it's like Hilchasa Medina means something like a minute that Rashi says it was a minute that they took on Chutz L'Aretz. Hilchus Medina. A minute that they took on Chutz L'Aretz. That's what Allah means. Right? That's Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel. Ulam Rabbi Yochanan Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai. It means Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai. It means Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai. So Amale Ulam Rabbi Yehuda. So Ulam who holds it means Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai. Says the Rabbi Yehuda, who holds it's a minog. Bishram l'didi, it makes sense according to me. Da mina that I hold Allah Moshe Mesinai. Hainu deshani lon bein sofik arla sofik ilayim. That's why there's a difference in the halacha between the sofik arla in Chutz L'Aretz and the sofik ilayim in Chutz L'Aretz. Why? Because one's Allah Moshe Mesinai and one's the Reisoifrim. How do I know there's a difference? Didnan, because the Mishnah says Suffolk Arla Ba'aretz, if a Suffolk Arla in Eretz Yisrael, also. B'Suria, if you have a Suffolk Arla in Suria, which is the area that David the Melech was Koivish. Right? But according to this Tana, it's not really part of Eretz Yisrael. Quasi. So he holds Mutter, if it's a Suffolk. B'Chutzulart, if you're in Chutzulart, it's Mamish. Yoreid B'loy Kayach. Which means you could even go down and buy the Arla from the Goy. Ubavash, lo yivenu loikate. as long as you don't see the guy picking the arlo. Meaning he's saying that in Syria it's mutter what's already picked. But you can't tell him to go down and pick it lechatchila. In Chutz La'aretz, you can even tell the guy, go pick it. You can buy it from him after he picks it. You just can't, see him be favorish that he picked it. Exactly. That's by Orla. But by Kilayim it says, Dnan, Karamana Tua Yerek Vi Yerek Nimgar. If you see a kerem hanatua yerek, that the vegetables are planted in the kerem, which is kilaya kerem, and they're selling yerokos, you know, right outside of that kerem, it's a suffix. You don't know for sure that it came from there. It's a suffix kilayim, but it's an eretz yisrael aser, b'suriyam mutter, b'chutz la'aretz. Yayid v'loike, you can even go and pick it yourself. U'bavachlo, you'll go to Yad. Sorry, you can even have the guy go pick it himself as long as you don't pick it with your own hands. Which is more mako. Meaning buy again. Yeah, you hear there's a difference. Ula is saying there's a difference. Buy Orlin Chutz La'aretz, so you can be yoyed with like keach from the door. You can't watch him pick it, you know. You can know that he picked it, but buy Kilayim, Safi Kilayim Chutz La'aretz, you can even be yoyed with like to go know that the goy can go down the chanchila and collect the kilayim, and then you can buy it from him. As long as you don't pick it and mamish yourself. So by kilayim, it says, b'bachlo, you're ending. You can't see him picking it. Here you can see him picking it. So what's Ulu saying? Ulu saying that I hold the Talach HaMashem Mesinai. So if the Talach HaMashem Mesinai, then it makes sense that we're treating Arla more chomer than kilayim, right? The din of Arla is as long as you don't see the goy collecting it, and then kilayim is you could even see him collecting it. But according to you, that but it said halacha by Arla, it meant a minute that they took on, right? So lididach, according to you, nisni the price the mission should say, or you zev zed yoyv lekayach. Either in both cases, you go down and buy it. Or he's ever said, you're even looking, or in both cases, go down and collect it. But why are you being machal between the two? That's what Ulu said. So what's coming out of here? It seems to me, or seems that's what Gemara seems to be saying, is kilayim deraisa derabon. Derabonah. Kilayim Chutz La'aretz. Is Arla Kilayim? Is Arla Chutz La'aretz the Raisa or the Rabban?
No!
It's Machlaikis. According to one sheet is Allah HaMashem Sinai, one sheet is. So go back to our. Go back to our Tarsis. Oh, wait a second, but before you look in Tarsis, even better. No, because the button could be that also. Yeah, it's not necessarily right. One second. Yeah. That's what it means, right? One more part of the Gemara. Sorry, don't turn back yet. One more part of the Gemara. Gemara asks on Ula later on. Alamites. The on Lamed Tes it says, "Amr Rab Asim Rab Yechanan," right around here. This is where I am. "Amr Rab Asim Rab Yechanan." Asi is the first word in the line. No. Asi is the first word in the line. What? Yeah, Amr Rab Asim Rab Yechanan. Or the Bechu Allah Kol Moshe Mesinai. That's like Ula said earlier. Ula was also talking in the name of Rab Yechanan. Okay. Or the Bechut Loretz Allah Kol Moshe Mesinai. Amar Le Rab Zeder Le Rab Asi. Batanya, doesn't it say, or Batnan, Sofek Orla Ba'aretz Osir Basuria Mutter? Now, if it's Allah Kol Moshe Mesinai Chutz La'aretz, it means it's a Doraisa. It should never be Mutter Basofek. Right? So Shtayim Kishal Chadi was quiet for a minute. Amali, then he told him, Ema Kach Nemar Sveka Mutter Vadao Osir. No, Kach Nemar means that is Nichlam in the Allah Kol Moshe Mesinai. That, no, but it's Dindoraisa, Sveka is Osir. And he's saying he's being mechadish that the lachmer alzen emad the lachmer shemesinai. Lachmer shemesinai is that there's arla in that there's arla in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz, but the subic arla is in Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael also, but the subic arla Chutz Laaretz is mutter. So now go back to our Toisvis. Toisvis wants to bring a right in the Mishnah Toma Derabon. So Toisvis. A few kashes. If anything, the lashon yored v'loikeach was the lashon which connoted more of a doraisa. Because there was Yoid v'loy kayach, which is more of a chumah, and Yoid v'loy kate, that you can actually have the goy, which is more of a kula. So, the kayach could be the rabbanon too, because the one who holds the rabbanon holds, it's possible, but you'd have to pick the lashon that's more of a chumrah. And second of all, what's the raya from there? Ula will tell you that just means that the lachem Moshe Mesinai was to be more making chutz laaretz. It's still a doraisa. It depends who you hold like. It depends who you pass. If you hold like Ula, it's still a doraisa. If you hold like the shita, that it meant the halacha just means hilchas medina with a midrig, then not. But they both have, that's to bring the lashon of Mishnah doesn't prove one way or the other. And second of all, if you wanted to prove that a Mishnah is including the rabbanon, there's a much easier way to prove it. Kilayim's the rabbanon going to everybody. Toys have been arrived at the lashon of the Mishnah by Arla, which is machlokes what that means. So it's b'chan not a raya. And secondly, had a much better raya from Kilayim. So what's going on? So the Rishash asks the first kasha, and Yeshua asks both kashas. Look at the Rishash. And then I'm going to give you some homework if you can find that.
The guy himself can verify.
Is everywhere? Oh, it's in Farsha?
Yeah. It should be. Rishash says, Rishash is Bem to the Bem to the, you see it? Lamed Zayin. Yeah, no. Bem to the Barav, the Hoch Chosh of Arla. See that Bem to the Barav? No, in yours it's harder to find. You see it?
That is the idea. The belt
are okay. The emtzid dvarav, doch choshev arlo. The emtzid divrei ha'toses, doch choshev arlo.
Let me take a step first. Ruben said she was a bad.
They have Lamed Zayin and Aleph over there?
What?
Is she toses? He brings Tosfos. So it probably says.
Huh?
Okay. Listen to this. Yeah, Zevi's
Zevi where?
Tema. It says Tema. The Mizeloi Mashma Midi, from those words of the Mishnah, Yoriv Lekeach, it's not Mashma anything. How is Taisa saying that that's Mashma? It's Durabon. The Efsher Loimar, is that what the Efsher Loimar you have? What do you have there? Rashi Davis. The Efsher Loimar, that's what I think it means. The Aloch of the Mashma Messinai. That that's Aloch Mashin, Makach Nemar Svika Mutter, Kidal Kaman, the Flametetz. And that's what Ula learned. That the Lacham Moshe Mizinei said that the suffix mutter and chutz lower it. Bahav and if Bahav the Lashuim the Shmuel the Kamon the Sirla Yuchsa Medini. If Tzayis wanted to bring a raya that a Mishnah Tumat Rabban, he should have put a raya. Leave it to Shmuel. Oh, leave it to Shmuel. A Mishnah Tumat Midrabban. But Shmuel said Halacha means Yuchsa Medina, which means a minik. So that would have been a raya. But the Lashon a Mishnah that's not a raya to anything. It depends how you learn. You could bring that means Lacham Moshe Mizinei too. That's what Shas for Tame of the Rashab says. It doesn't bring a teretz. It doesn't bring an answer. B'nai Yeshua also. Is it on inside? B'nai Yeshua also. B'nai Yeshua asks that, but he also asks the other kasha that I mentioned. You look at it inside after the B'nai Yeshua. You don't have it in your Gemara.
Oh, I don't?
He says, he brings Tarsus, he says, L'chor, L'man demasu yorid v'lekeach. If you hold yorid v'lekeach, adirab, mashma l'kamon d'orla, look at Messina. Yorid v'lekeach is mashma. Like I mentioned to you before, that's the more chomer dikur lashon. But the Mishnah was asking even more than the Mishash. The Mishash is saying, but the lashon and the Mishnah you don't have a raya either way, which is true. The Mishnah is being moist of that. He's saying not just that, but you're bringing the lashon and Mishnah, which is mashma d'oraisa. You're bringing the yoriv lekeach lashon, not the yoriv lekeit lashon. So it's even more mashma d'oraisa. Eladika kushra, the main kasher you should be bringing is l'man d'matz l'kaman yoriv lekeit. You should be bringing yoriv lekeit. The Sri Lady Arla Hilchus Medina, the Mandam who says Hilchus Medina, of Shmuel. That's what you should be asking from. Then he says, another Kasha. Bahadul and Maisi Toysus Raim is 20 Kilayim, that we not meet Midrabanan. Toysus could have brought an even better Raim from Kilayim, which is also Midrabanan, which bears Rashi. So he says the Teretz may be why Toysus doesn't want to bring a Raim from Kilayim, because it could be the different types of Kilayim. Some of the Raim, some of the Rabanan. Then he says that just the beginning of B'nai Yeshua, he asks the kashas, but it's a shtickle pella. What does it mean to say? Now you don't have it in here either. In the shas, in the. Friedman Shas. Friedman and Oisvah, they're all the same thing, isn't it? Or it's different? Yeah, the Friedman one.
How could it be the same thing?
Is it? Let me see it for a second.
You don't want to give yours?
Let me see. Why'd you lose the page?
Did you pull away from
it? I didn't realize you were holding on to that part. That's the part I needed. I thought you were holding on to the... Hold on. No, you don't have it.
It was
Huh? No, I saw a Shabbos in the Fried, and it was a Friedman.
The
building?
The
building
is a Friedman?
This is not Friedman. No. This isn't it. There's a Friedman. I'll pass me the Oiz Bahadur for a second. Maybe they have it. There was a Perish that's not brought in my Gemara by the you know, that same section of the Gemara where it brings down the different things called like Tal Torah or something like that. And he has a whole Mahalik to answer up these kashas. So... Hold on, let me see.
So give me Ksubas.
Maybe we can find it. But that's gonna have to be the homework. I'm gonna shut that.